National News. Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours main news. We take a look at stories making headlines. Government refutes poisoning allegations surrounding late President Lungu's death, ages respectful mourning. Police arrest over 110 rioters in Seranger district and arrest. And I see arrest topped at 100,000 so far in Trump's second term.
The voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mwape. Government has dismissed a series of allegations and conspiracy theories surrounding the death of former President Edgar Gachagua Lungu, describing them as regrettable, misleading, and politically motivated. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Muitwa said government has taken note of claims suggesting that the late president could have survived if he was evacuated earlier, assertions that he died due to poisoning and that his state entitlements were withdrawn, but categorically denied all these as false and politically charged narratives aiming at sowing division. He clarified that the benefits of a former president are provided in accordance with the law and that any adjustments to entitlements only occur if a former head of state re-enters active politics, as was the case with Mr. Lungu. On allegations of poisoning, Mr. Muitwa says that such statements were baseless and disconnected from reality, urging the public to treat them with the contempt they deserve. The government spokesperson also took issue with claims that Zambian government agents stormed the hospital in South Africa, where the late president's remains are kept, demanding repatriation without the family's consent. He has also clarified there was no travel ban imposed on the former president, Edgar Gachagua Lungu. Now, Mr. Muitwa further criticized some political actors for what he termed as attempts to turn a solemn national event into a political fiesta.
And because this matter also touches on international relations, given that the former president passed on in a foreign country, the Office of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs will also be giving us information as to where we stand in relation to the next steps to be taken. We also, as government, are concerned by statements made relating to poison, because not only are they capable and have tendency to destabilize the local peace and order of the country, but they have far-reaching implications on our already existing diplomatic relations.
Meanwhile, as the nation observes a seven-day period of national mourning for the 60th president, Edgar Gachagua Lungu, the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IB, has called on all broadcasting stations and members of the public to uphold respect, decorum, and sensitivity during this solemn period. In a statement, IB Acting Director General Susan Ndumingo acknowledged the surge in programming and public commentary surrounding the late president across radio and television platforms and emphasized the importance of for responsible broadcasting. Ms. Ndumingo says that while freedom of expression is enshrined in the Constitution, it must be exercised with responsibility, particularly during moments of national reflection. She has since issued the guidelines to all radio and television stations, urging them to moderate content to reflect the dignity and the spirit of national mourning period, refrain from airing and verifying the inflammatory or disrespectful statements from callers or guests, and avoid programming that may incite division or public unrest. Police have arrested 110 individuals following a violent riot at Mukando Tenof on June 9, 2025. Police spokesperson Rea Monga stated that the arrest broke out around 7 hours when locals clashed with authorities over gold mining restrictions, and Mr. Monga explained that police officers dispatched to the scene, encountered an aggressive mob that pelted stones at law enforcement and their vehicles, causing damage to windshields. He explains that the rioters later stormed the district commissioner's office, destroying furniture, computer and official records. Mr. Hamonga further noted that the mob also vandalized the National Assembly office of the area member of parliament. Reported that several police officers sustained minor injuries in the chaos. Mr. Hamonga emphasized that security reinforcements are from Mpepetwe Police Post, Zambia Correctional Service, the Zambia National Service, and the Central Division Police Headquarters in Kabwe were more mobilized to contain the situation.
The Zambia Police Service would like to confirm an incident of righteous behavior that occurred earlier today, the 9th of June 2025, at Mkando Tanof in Serenge District. At approximately 07 hours, Serenge Police Station received a phone call from a concerned member of the public reporting that a riot had broken out at Mkando Tanof. In response, officers immediately dispatched to the scene using two police vehicles, a Toyota Hilux registration number ZP1775B and a Toyota Land Cruiser registration number ZP2723B. Upon arrival, officers found a mob of unruly individuals who became increasingly aggressive.
Development practitioner Christian Chilish has called for greater transparency and insulation of social welfare programs such as the Cash for Week initiative from political influence, warning that such schemes risk losing their long-term impact if politicized. His remarks come in response to the government's recent announcement to extend the Cash for Week program into 2026. Mr. Chilish noted that while social safety nets like these are widely used by government globally to uplift citizens from poverty, the effectiveness hinges on transparent design, data-driven implementation, and independent monitoring. He added that political office bearers, such as members of parliament and councillors, should not be seen as implementers of development, but rather as advocates who identify needs and help ensure delivery.
It is very important that social welfare programs such as Cash for Work are insulated from the possibility of political manipulation if they are to achieve their intended long-term outcome of creating pathways for citizens to come out of poverty. These programs transcend, political tenures of office. You can imagine a social welfare program such as Cash for Work that runs in 2026 goes beyond August 2026. So politicians may come and go after the 2026 August elections. What happens to a program that has been started?
And now, business news. Business news.
Mining expert Webby Banda has disclosed that Zambia is experiencing a surge in interest from both local and international mining industry stakeholders eager to explore investment and partnership opportunities. Mr. Banda revealed that the mining companies in Zambia are receiving an increasing number of inquiries and correspondence from global players seeking to tap into the country's expanding mining sector. He attributed this growing attention to the rising global demand for Zambia's mineral resource, which continues to position the country as a key player in the global commodities market. He has since encouraged Zambians to take a more proactive interest in the mining sector by acquiring necessary skills and knowledge that can open doors to employment or entrepreneurship within the mining value chain.
Or whatever that is spread, they make sure that it's fulfilled, because that's part of also the conditions of the grant of these licenses. Once you are granted, you state to say, we'll spend so much, let's say maybe on exploration.
We take a break, we do have more news after that.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio. Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio.